June is National Stillbirth and Neonatal Death Awareness Month, and a mum from our part of the world who lost her twin babies has set up a website and has found that there is a consistent need to help and support others going through the same thing. Esty Pontone and her husband James were expecting a boy and a girl last year, but Isaac and Florrie were born prematurely and didn't survive. That was this time last year. Well, Esty decided to set up a Hull branch of SANS, the Stillbirth and Neonatal Deaths website. And she's joining us in the studio now. Esty, good afternoon to you. Very nice to see you. Very difficult one, obviously, to talk about. Can you tell us what happened to you this time last year?
Of course, yeah. We found out last January that we were expecting, and as you mentioned, it turned out it was a twin pregnancy. I had pretty smooth pregnancy, but then, totally unexpectedly, last May, I went into premature labour. And at that stage in a pregnancy, it's considered too early to do anything about it. So the only thing you can hope is that your contractions stop, which for me didn't happen. So we had a little girl, Florrie, followed by Isaac. And whilst they were born alive, they were too young to survive.
Dreadful story. And how early were they again?
I was 5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A woman and their partner, I suppose, never actually thinks is going to happen to you.
No, that's right. I mean, I think once you're past your 3 month scan, you sort of, you know, you always have little worries, but you think you've done it. And I suppose rightly so, because, you know, to keep it in perspective, it is only 1%, I think, of pregnancies that don't make it past the 12-week mark.
Was your pregnancy perfectly ordinary?
Pretty much so, yeah. There was nothing to worry about or anything like that. You always have the odd niggle, this and that, but nothing serious. Absolutely.
Horrendous thing to go through, though, wasn't it? How did you cope with that?
I really don't know. I think the biggest support was obviously family, but SANS. I just couldn't have coped without the mums I met through SANS.
It's hard to talk about, and it's hard for it's hard for other people to talk about, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's why it's so, that's why to me it was so important to meet the other mums through SANS, because I think it's hard to talk about because a lot of people obviously can't relate to it and therefore don't know what to say. And also I think there's the other aspect where people don't want to mention it for fear of upsetting you. But of course you're already upset, so, you know, it's a catch-22 really. Whereas obviously at SANS, people have gone through that, and therefore when you talk about your emotions, they, you know, they say, well, I felt exactly the same thing. And then you think, yeah, okay, I'm normal.
And I mean, recent events that we've had in with high profile cases, you know, there was Lily Allen, wasn't there? Was Amanda Holden. I mean, it all helps get people talking about it.
Absolutely.
It?
I think in terms of where we've come in the last 30 years, I think in terms of statistics, stillbirth is still pretty much around the same percentage as was 30 years ago. So sadly, from that perspective, we haven't got any further forward. But I think in terms of support, we're a lot, you know, further down the road. And that is amazing. I think to talk about it, it does help. I think the mums and dads going through it, definitely.
Well, it's only a year ago. Horrendous thing for you to go through. How are you now?
Obviously, it'll always be there. It will be part of my life. But obviously, I'm coping much better than I was a year ago.
It always occurs to me as well, once somebody's been through that, the next time they want to try for baby, first of all, how soon do you try again for another baby? And also, you know, how much more is everything watched more carefully the next time round?
Well, I guess it's everyone's own decision how quickly they're ready to try. The other mums who I've met through SANS and they've been through pregnancies, I know that they are a lot closely monitored as the baby. For example, in my case, I don't think there would be a lot that they could do. Mine was a placental abruption, which means your placenta separates, which starts off labour. And from a medical point of view, they don't know why that happens. Now, other mums I've met who've had stillbirths, which could be placental malfunction, or if there is no reason, I know my friends have had very regular scans and check, appointments with midwives. So I think you're a lot more closely monitored.
Okay. Well, listen, I wish you well with the website.
Thank you.
Good that you're doing this work. Fantastic. And it's nice to see you in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Steve, for coming in. And just a little footnote before I let you go. Regular listeners to the programme might remember an interview. It was quite a few months back now with a lady called Emma, and we were talking about stillbirth. It was quite some while back. And you've just told me that Emma, because when she was in, I said, you must let us know, because she was having another baby, because she'd been through a terrible time.
That's right,
she?
Yeah, she had a stillbirth at 42 weeks. She lost Evie at 42 weeks.
That's right,
yeah.
And she talked us through it. And I said, you must let me know. And you've just told me she's had a baby this morning.
That's right. She had a little boy called Charlie, 8 pounds, 4 ounces this morning. And
that's
all
fantastic,
safe.
Isn't
it? Absolutely wonderful news.
All right. Well, do give her my love.
I will.
Thank you very much, Steve, for
you.
Coming in. I wish you well with the website,
Thanks.
Esther. Thank you.